Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Limited Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now on this show I've got something slightly different because I've got one interview that I absolutely love doing that I want to share with you. And that's with two ladies called Michelle Aberhall and Linda Scannell. Now Linda Scannell and Michelle will both have individual podcasts made for you later on in the year. And they're both going to be on my show, on Radio Warwickshire, in the next couple of months. But this was recorded at one of my networking events. Absolutely cracking interview. Loads of little golden nuggets that people love and people can apply straight away, which is why I want to share it with you today. So I hope you enjoy it. And if you do like and do want to connect with these two ladies, do it. Let's enjoy the interview. This is going to be an absolutely brilliant interview. I know it already. So I'm joined with Michelle and Linda. And we're just going to have a chat about their businesses and about them and about just having a general chat. So hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming in today and having a chat. So who wants to go first and tell us a bit about their business and about that?
Exactly.
So Linda, let's go for it.
I'm Linda Scannell. I run, imaginatively enough, Linda Scannell Photography.
Brilliant.
I'm also sort of rebranding it as Linda Scannell Photography and Learning, because as well as doing photography, I also do a bit of videography, and I train people how to do their own photos and videos for business as well.
Brilliant. So is it, you mentioned about business, is that your primary kind of customer, business customers?
It is now. When I originally started, it was mostly sort of private clients, weddings and sort of family portraits. But I've sort of adapted the business over the years because I've been in business now for just over 7 years.
So
I spend most of my time now working with business clients. So I still do some families and obviously I still do pet photography as well because I love doing those.
You love pet?
I do. Cats and dogs.
Brilliant. So what kinds of photography and videos do you do for businesses to give people just a brief overview?
I do lots and lots of business portraits. Okay. I love meeting people, talking to them about what makes them tick and really get them to relax in front of the camera so I can get a good photo that really shows their personality.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the majority of my clients are sort of pleasantly surprised with the results. And I also do some website photography as well, so pictures of people's venues and products and so on to actually so they can show off their stuff on the web.
Brilliant.
And video side, I do sort of more arty about me videos. Mm. But having said that, I'm doing a music video tomorrow.
Oh wow, what's
different.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, is that in Leamington or Warwick?
Yes, it'll be. It'll be just down the road, over in the fields. So
who's that with?
It's a lady called Gabrielle Starkey, who used to be, how we met one another, she used to be the editor in Families Warwickshire magazine,
yeah.
And I do often do cover photos for that. She isn't any longer, but in her spare time she's a folk singer.
Oh wow.
So she's got this fabulous song, and we were just having a chat the other week and said, oh yeah, I'd love to do a video with you. So yeah, that's what we're doing. So fingers crossed for good
that
weather.
That sounds very cool. Well yeah, definitely fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow.
Well, so exciting.
Damn, too right. Michelle.
Well,
hello.
How do I follow that?
Yeah.
Similarly to Linda, my business name is Michelle Aberhall Design. I couldn't think of
there's
anything
better. There's a link
better.
There somewhere, isn't there?
We've got unusual names, haven't we? So you kind of think, well, there's not many Aberhalls out there.
If
so.
I go for GaryJones.com, I'm sure.
But probably ordered
there's
taken.
Loads, yeah.
Yeah, so I've graphic design and illustration and copywriting, so I'm a bit of a triple threat, I suppose you could say. I've just thought of that just now. I need to put that on my website.
It's like a ninja.
Yeah, and I basically do all types of communication. So obviously I do the visual communication and I do the written stuff as well.
Okay.
So businesses that want to get a message across, whether that's a logo, branding, or whether it's brochures or adverts or literally anything visual, I'm your girl.
Yeah.
Social media images and all that kind of
brilliant.
Stuff that people need.
How long have you been doing that for?
It's coming up to 3 years. I've been doing it for a year full time because I gave up my part-time job last April, so it's still quite new in terms of doing it completely, all my focus on it. Working at home, we were just saying earlier about having a home office and feeling like you need some aircon or something, I need to invest.
How do you find working at home? I know we're going off a complete tangent, but what's it like? Because I've tried to do a week of it, and it drove me up the wall.
It's tricky.
It's yeah.
I had to get out. I had to talk to people.
Yeah, you do have to get out and talk to people. I couldn't sit there, you know, 9 to 5 every day of the week. In any case, and the other thing is, it's not 9 to 5 because you end up nipping into the kitchen and putting the wash out, and then later on the evening you're doing the tea and you think, oh yeah, I'll just go and do that. So you just it's very difficult to split home life and work life when you work at home.
Yeah,
quite
do you find that as well?
Yeah, I mean, my situation is a little bit unusual because my partner works from home as well, so we've got a little kind of home office setup, which helps in some ways because then we've got a kind of 9 to 5 and we shut the door at the end of the day. But then I kind of have to make myself do things like networking regularly, otherwise you think, oh, a week's gone by and I've not seen anybody else, you know. So it's really good to do stuff like this and come out and meet other people and you know, give yourself a push out the door.
Talk to people.
And actually face to face, and not, because I'm terrible for not phoning people. I'm really, really bad at relying on email, so I have to force myself to phone people. I have to force myself to, like, get out into the real world sometimes.
Yes, I'm phone because, well, I think it's a creative thing. I'd much rather talk to people face to face.
You see, I prefer face to face, but failing that over the phone, I'm happy
with. It's much better.
Emails, I hate.
It is
just because it's not personal.
Yeah.
But yeah, phone calls face to face too, right?
I think you've got to get into the habits, haven't you?
Yeah,
that's cool. So if we're going to just kind of give everyone just a top tip, maybe in both your industries. Now, obviously, you've both got different skills that you can share. But overall, what would be your top tip, Linda, that you'd want to give to someone to help their business?
To help their business. If you're going to use photos, whether you take them yourself or get somebody else to come in, think clearly about the message that you want to convey before you even take the photo. What is it you want to say? What are your brand values? What does that picture going to tell people? Because people will form an opinion of your business based on your visuals.
Yeah.
So if they don't tally with what you want to say, it's you end up scaring off the customers you do want and perhaps attracting some that you don't. That's my top tip.
That's brilliant.
Really,
cool.
Yeah, really good advice. And it's the same goes for what I do, obviously, with things like branding and logos. You know, there has to be a kind of tone of voice that matches your business style, whether that's, you know, a finance business or a, I don't know, children's toy seller. You're going to have completely different visuals associated with that, even down to colours and fonts. So, you know, you've got to, like Linda says, you've got to kind of match that up and have a consistency. And that's where, you know, working with photographers and designers, they'll work well together to say, well, what's the message, what's the tone of voice, how can we get a good consistency there.
So it's getting the right images for the right person at the right time and the right business, and then making sure that's consistent across the board and making sure that that's communicating what they want to say.
Definitely.
Brilliant. So how did you ladies get into what you were doing?
Oh gosh, I always wanted to be a photographer. Like most photographers, I sort of got the bug when I was about 10 or 11. But my parents encouraged me to get a proper job, so I spent 20 odd years in the world of IT. And it just came to a point where it was time to move on, do a different job. And I thought, do I carry on doing this, or do I have my midlife crisis to say, if I don't take the plunge now, I'll never do it? So I decided I'd take the plunge, and that was.
Fair play.
Yeah, I haven't regretted it.
Yeah, I think similarly, I mean, I kind of had a few false starts after university. I don't know if you were the same, but you know, getting into a creative job is difficult, otherwise everyone would be doing it, wouldn't they? Everyone that had that dream. It took me about 10 years to get confident enough to go freelance, and there's never a perfect time to do it.
No.
Which is what I've discovered, that it's like moving house or having kids. There's always going to be something. Yeah. I haven't got enough money, or this thing's happening and I can't plan around it. So you've just got to, like, literally take a risk with it.
Yeah.
And then what's the worst that can happen? You know, go back and get another corporate job if you need to. You know? Hopefully not.
No. Oh, cool. And you're both obviously passionate about what you're doing. Have you got one kind of highlight of your job that you love doing more than anything else? Mm. Was it like children, you can't separate the favourite one?
Yeah, I'd say it's difficult to separate. I mean, certainly with, when I used to do weddings and families, it was actually, it sounds awful, it's making my clients cry in a good way.
That's brilliant, okay.
And you get to go there to show them their images and they sit there, oh, it's lovely. And then you think, yeah, I've got it right because I've captured the emotion.
I get it.
Captured the thing. So yeah, making my clients cry, but in a good way.
Yeah. As an ex-jeweller, I get it, because the emotion that you get from seeing the diamond ring or getting something presented to you, that's got an emotional value.
It's not just the pictures, it's what they say and the things that it's going to remind them of for the rest of their lives.
I get it. I get it.
That could be your tagline, we'll make you cry. Yeah. In a good way.
Yeah. So do you make your Christmas cry, Michelle?
No. Maybe like when they're not, you know, maybe behind my back they do. But no, it is that. It's having that variety and working with different people. Is the massive benefit of being a freelance designer, because you don't have one client, you have many different sectors and industries that you work with. And I've worked with all sorts. Some of my clients are national retailers, some of them are SMEs and people like me that are one-man bands. And I even do, like, similarly to you, the sort of wedding stuff. Like I did a piece of artwork for someone's wedding anniversary, and they were superheroes, and they wanted to portray themselves as superheroes for their, I think it was their second year anniversary, and someone asked me to do a tattoo design. So it's just literally anything and everything goes. And you know, I think that's a real kind of sign of trust if someone says, oh, I'm going to just put your design on my skin forever.
That's pretty epic. No going back left.
I was really chuffed with that.
Brilliant. So if people want to get in contact with you, how would they, on social media, websites and that kind of thing?
Well, as you know, I'm all over social media like rash. So Google Linda Scannell, I will come up. But yeah, so if you head over to www.lindascannell.com, that's LindascaNell, that's two N's and two L's, .com. If you spell it wrong, I own all the misspelt domains as well.
That's good, yeah.
I thought my maiden name was bad enough to spell, but Scannell is the worst one, really. So head over there and you'll find links. You'll find me. I do a lot on Instagram, a lot on Twitter, and Facebook. In fact, I probably spend far too much time on social media. Oh, and on LinkedIn as well, of course.
Brilliant. So on all the platforms, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Nice one. Yeah. Michelle?
Similar, again, it's michelleabrehall.com, and I'm on Twitter as Mish Abrehall, M-I-S-H. And Facebook's Michelle Abrehall Design. So yeah, I think if you Google my name, it's pretty rare. So yeah. you'll find me.
Brilliant, cool. Well, we're gonna have longer interviews coming up at some point in time, because I want to discuss with Linda about photography and videography, and Michelle, I want to discuss more about branding and creating that identity.
Yep.
So yeah, look out for those. But thank you very much for your time.
Great, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
As I said before, this wasn't a full podcast, but each of them will have individual podcasts coming out very, very, very soon. But I just loved the interview, thought it had some really good topics and tips, and I wanted to share it with you today. Now, on the next week's show, we have the amazing, the inspirational Stacey Calder, who is one half of Networking for Mummies and organises different events across the country, but mainly deals with the Leamington and Warwick area. She's a great person to know, and she's really passionate about developing everyone she meets, from children to adults to family life, and help give you tools so you can manage your time better. Now, all of these interviews have been on my show on Radio Warwickshire called the Leamington Hour Radio Show, and you can find out every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening, and between 5:00 and 6:00 on a Wednesday. So until next time, catch up on the previous shows, check out the podcast. Have a great week, everyone.